Rutgers in LA have lost their facilities, they've lost music, they've lost their homes. I feel like we as an organization need to do something about that. And what I'd like to do is create a simple video of us singing California Dreamin' and post it to social media and tag them and say, we're thinking of you, we're with you. Because, you know, there are our neighbors down south, and we are blessed to have a rainy winter, which has, I think, eliminated a lot of fire risk in our area, at least for now. Our friends down south are still dealing with it. And so that might happen in the next week or so, but I just love that version. That's Sia's California Dreamin', S-I-A, if you wanted to look up into that. I want to once more introduce our friends that came today to bring products. This is Anthony. Anthony is an artist. Anthony, tell us about you and your art, please.
Hello, everybody. My name is Anthony again. I'm a local Bay Area artist. I perform at Andre's Mates. I have a bunch of prints and canvases for sale. Commissions, digital work, decorators, a bunch of stuff. Come check me out. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Anthony. Beautiful artwork, and then Noelle.
Hello, my name is Noelle, because I take no L's. And I'm a holistic teacher of the Home Holistic. I'm a former sex worker, and I dedicate my life to making products that help women keep themselves clear and clean energetically inside and outside. Okay? And right here, I have tea for yummy steaming. It's called Myself Love Mix, and it can also double as a tea, a drinking tea. It helps with insomnia, stress, and depression disorder. If you want to relax and, you know, rest your throat, make a great throat cup, okay?
Yes, I say her, we like that for sure. I met Noelle and Anthony while riding my bike at the lake yesterday. And I was like, this is really cool. I bought some honey, I bought some tea, I saw the artwork. I said, come to my rehearsal, because you're cool and we're cool and cool people should connect. So at some point, maybe during break or after rehearsal, check out their stuff. They'll be in what we're calling the store, which is over there. Never any obligation to purchase anything, but you're more than welcome to if you are able. But I will ask that you help amplify their work on social media, tag them, take pictures. You know, let's help our open people as much as we can, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Hello to your friend.
Good posture, please.
nice tall shoulders. Keep that chest nice and raised. Raise that chin. Make sure your feet are under your shoulders. Hands just at your side, nice and tall. Singing is all about space. We want to create as much space as we can in the middle of our body. So standing tall, expanding with that breath. I do this technique, and I'll jump to this in a couple of weeks. I'm going to try it right now. I want to pretend you're holding a basketball in your hand like this. Breathe in, let the ball expand. Breathe in, breathe out, let the ball deflate. Good. Now this time, when we breathe in, we're going to go and raise a foot. And then when we breathe out, we're going to crouch a little bit. We're going to hiss like we're pressing the air out of that ball, out of a small hole in that ball there. Okay? Let's try that, please. So breathe in, raise a foot, stamp, go. Keep that back straight. Feel that ball as you're pressing it in. Feel the intercostal muscles helping with that right here. This should feel engaged right now. Let it all out. Try it again. Big breath in. And release. Yes, good posture there. Squeeze that ball. That's where you feel the intercostal muscle action really coming into. Good. Let it all out. Go woo! With a song called Gaba DKK.
Yes.
Let's see what you remember. Ga, 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 ga.
Gaba DKK, Gaba DKK, Gaba DKK, Gaba.
That's the first part, right? How many times do we do Gaba DKK? Four. Try it again. Two, three, and.
Gaba DKK, Gaba DKK, Gaba DKK, Gaba DKK.
What comes next? Off the beat, right? It's ba-da, 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 ba-da from the beginning. Ready?
Come on, take it, come on, take it, come on, take it, come on, take it. Ba-da, 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 ba-da.
What's next? We just did that part.
No,
the other part. That's later. Kako, kaki, 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 kako, kaki, kaki,
kako, kaki, kaki, kako, kaki.
By the way, no one in Africa sings like this. They don't go kako. They have some movement. They have some shimmy. They got something in them. Okay? Sing kako kakike. Ready?
Kako kakike kike. Kako kakike kike. Kako kakike kike. Kako kakike.
Now that part. Badoom ba badoom ba badoom ba badoom
pa.
How many badoom ba's do we do?
Three.
How many badoom pa's?
One.
One. Start there. Ready? And.
Boom,
cha cha boom. Boom, cha cha boom. Shimmy. Boom, cha cha boom. Yeah.
Boom, boom, cha cha.
Two! Right? So, how many boom, boom, cha cha booms?
Three.
And then boom, boom, cha cha two. Right? Because that's the beginning of two, 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 sa, sa.
Two, 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 sa, sa. Two, 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 sa, sa. Two, 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 sa, sa.
To a neighbor, say two, two,
two, two,
two, sa, sa,
two, sa, sa.
Make sure that mouth matches the same shape as your neighbor. Ooh is very close.
Two, two,
and then two, sa, sa, four, ah, there. Okay. Start from two, two. Ready and
two, 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 sa, sa.
So much better with the mouth. There's two.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. What comes next?
The singing.
Yes! San, 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 broma, broma, san, 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 broma, broma. San, 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 broma, broma. And then you go to that one on the third one we said, on the second one. Let's hear the san, 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 broma, broma. Just sing that.
San, 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 broma, broma.
For the R, it's kind of flipped, like you would do in German. Chroma, chroma. Start there. Ready?
San, 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 chroma, chroma, 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 san, san.
And we have just two. two last silent sounds at the end there. We need to add crescendo to those. First one's mezzo piano, second one's mezzo forte, third one's fortissimo or forte, and then fortissimo, and then louder, louder. Sing san san, ready, action. Now, can we separate the san sans so we hear clear space between them? Not san san, but san san san, chroma chroma. Just say san san.
San san.
San san.
San san.
Make sure we hear a clear stoppage of sound between that. San san.
San san.
San san.
San san,
sing it to Ray and
San san san, chroma chroma, 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 san san.
From the whole song, please. From the beginning, take 10 seconds to boot in your head with your neighbor. Come on, keep it. Put a golf ball in your hand.
ping pong ball, put it in your mouth. Try and sing with that golf ball in your mouth, that golf ball. Articulation strong, but the tone itself, piano. Raise your eyebrows. forte, we have a tendency to introduce vibrato. Now, what is vibrato? Someone raise your hand and tell me, what is vibrato?
Distortion of the pitch.
Okay, distortion is a strong word, but I get where you're going with that.
It's an ornament.
Say that again.
An ornament.
Yes, it's an ornament. It's an affectation. It's not a default. We tend to think, oh, forte means sing loud with vibrato.
No.
Choir should never default to vibrato. In fact, choir should always default to straight tone. You'll get your chance for vibrato, don't get me wrong. Beethoven's night is plenty of vibrato in there, very plenty. But for now, let's make our neutral straight tone. Can we agree to that?
Yeah.
Good, please. With that in mind, A minor, please. Actually, D minor. Listen to me, you don't have to sing, just listen to me. La ti do. Do re mi, mi la la si la, mi re do ti la, la ti do. Do re mi, mi la la si la, mi re do ti la. This time keep the beat as I sing. Here I go. La ti do. Musical sentence, how do we know when a phrase ends? Basically, you get a break or typically a breath, right? In the song we just sang, we drew those phrases, right? Draw it again with me. Ready,
act.
Breath. Typically, because those last two phrases could be connected, right, we could call it one, but for this exercise, we'll just call it two separate phrases. This time, can you keep the beat, altos and basses, while you draw the phrase, sopranos and tenors? Two and
la, ti, do, do, re, mi, mi, la, la, si, la.
Say it again?
It's a quarters and a half note.
How many quarter notes?
Two.
Oh.
Yeah.
Two quarter notes, and then
a half note.
Listen again. La ti do. What would it be?
Three quarter notes and a half.
There it is. Three quarter notes and a rest. The second phrase. Do re mi. Same thing, right? Quarter note, quarter note, quarter note. What kind of rest, by the way?
Quarter.
Quarter. It takes up a whole beat. And then, mi la la si la mi re. Listen to that again. Mi la la si la mi re. How many sounds are on that first beat? Mi la.
Two
sounds, right? Two sounds on one beat. What kind of note is that?
Eighth
notes, right? So you think two eighth notes, right, for that. Mi la, and then la si, that's. And then la, and then mi re. Eighth notes. And the last phrase, do mi la. How would that be? Quarter, quarter, quarter. Look at you doing oral rhythm like that. That's so good. Sing it again, please. Add.
La si do, do re mi.
That rest more carefully at the end of the first and second phrase. It's because we took that time to analyze it like that. Tonight we start count singing. We're focusing on rhythm, and it gets into that kind of the same idea of where are sounds on the beat. When we get to this section of Beethoven, the Sai Tum Shum, again, it'll be 2T4 1 2 T4 1 2. Okay, so just getting ready for that. Tonight's focus is rhythm. Rhythm, getting that ready, okay? Have a seat, please. Take out Sometimes I Cry. A lot about the meaning of the words, right? I had you shout out the feelings you were getting from listening to that poem, listening to those words. We heard words about depression, hopelessness, and whatnot, but also strength because, you know, of the ability to show tears and emotion. I think the best person to ask about these words would be the person that wrote. So let's listen to Tupac and hear what he has to say about his words. Just a minute or so.
Words that I just put myself 100% apply myself to represent, you know, the young black man, whatever I do. More importantly than that, then, you know, that's just something that we feel political. I really just want to put myself, make myself feel political by having my principles, living by my principles, and applying myself to this.
This interview comes from a movie interview he did for one of my favorite movies. It's called Poetic Justice. It's a movie he was in along with, I think, Regina King, and I forget who else it was. Who was it? Yeah, thank you. It actually involves them traveling between LA and Oakland and ending up in Oakland in the back of a mail truck. But Tupac talks about how he was able to show real tears in the film and why it was important for him to do that.
What do you want from me?
You can see it in one scene, one battle with the equipment, the thoughts of real tears. As soon as I started tapping there, it was like it could come up every time. Because just, I know how important the music can be to the getting over and getting along in life. I know how music can heal people's souls. It can be a difference between life and death. We can be Hollywood brothers, and we can be real brothers. If you want to take this to Hollywood way, it's cool. All you got, I can't do movies. But if you want to take this to brother way, I can see you on the streets. If you make movies about brothers on the streets, you need what you say. I was real.
Period. I just want to say it's amazing I can play Tupac in a choir rehearsal right now. I freaking love that. I will send this interview out to you all. You know, Tupac was very vocal about who he was, his emotions, his style. It's just so important that we know the full context of what we're singing before and while we sing it. because it helps us build character. And this piece has a lot of that, even with its simplicity of notes and words. We're focusing tonight on page 3, the But Who Do You Know section, going all the way to the end of page 4. Page 3, this is pick up to measure 20. And we're sight reading now. Can we sight read on na? It'll be na 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 na. Just on na, if you can. Playing parts with us, sitting up straight. Ten is your first. Insert it. And three, and. Mezzo piano. It really does stay pretty mild as far as volume in this section. Altos and basses. Can I hear you by yourself? Just altos and basses where you come in. Play the beginning of the alto part. Yeah, so altos, you get kind of tricked from the sopranos and tenors. They're all going, ti do ti la mi, but you have do mi re do la. Keep that in mind. It's not quite the same starting pattern that they have. Altos and basses at measure 21. And three, and. Crescendo there. I want us to build in volume from measure 23 into measure 24. And you don't need to worry about a big crescendo because you already have it on the fermata in measure 25. We're just adding a little power there. Okay. The second thing, everyone please, on the carry in measure 24, put a slight retard there. Just a little bit of a slowdown, because that's very much a cadential point in the piece. And then we get into the Who Do You Know after that. Good. Alto, you're okay on that part there with the notes? Good. Let's try that again. Everyone this time on text, please. On text. Everyone say, but who? Now say, but who? What sounds more like what we're trying to say? But who do you? But who do? Notice I'm not going, but who do? Don't make the but staccato. That's weird, sorry. Don't make the but staccato, but just make sure there's space so we hear a clear, but who do you? We're gonna hear that H of who. Soprano start. Here's your D. Higher for the soprano. And three, and. That's why you were like, look at me like, what the hell is he doing? Tenors, my bad. And then there again, sorry. Here we go, right there. And three, and. Starting the retard at cab, because right now it sounds like another carry. think about getting slower right when we start town, if that makes sense.
How is it supposed to vowel on another?
Oh, good question. It's a schwa. Just another, yeah. I don't like nother like some people do. It's kind of like another.
Where are we allowed to breathe?
Oh, good question. So, one spot for sure, that dot in 21, you can actually strike that. That can be a breath spot. But who do you know? But that's fine to do that there. And then you really have to stagger top of page 4. You really can't breathe that, especially soprano. You can't breathe the bar line there. It has to go all the way to the end of that system. Good question. Okay? Now, do this again, but can you just sing the consonants? Like you're whispering. Just bring out more consonants. Right there, tenor? One, on that, we focus on lining up those rhythms a little more, but the purpose really is I want to hear that text in this legato line. Not, but who do you know? You got to say these words. We can't just sing them, we got to say them so the audience understands what we're saying. Stand up, please, right there. Tenor entrance. Oh, also, everyone put a tenuto mark above who. It should be, but who do you know? The who always gets a little push, a little emphasis. Tenor, and one, and.
But who do you
that 28 jumps the mezzo forte. It's kind of a subito mezzo forte. And then you'll decrescendo as written at to help you back to mezzo piano. Does that make sense? 26 mezzo piano, subito at that stop. Try it again, this time on text. Ooh, you know. Operative word, bring out. Sing your first chord. Sopranos cut out. That's how it should start. Keep that going. Altos add to that. Don't make it louder. Add.
Yes.
Soprano. Don't slide. Come back in. Better entrance. Not too loud. Hear every note, not just yours. Right there. Everyone at Back Stops, just sing Back Stops, please. Here's your notes at 28. Just sing Back Stops and Home Stops. And what? What's our vowel there? Just ah, right? Aim for that shape.
Back Stops.
Can you also add a little crescendo from that into stops? We're already getting louder here, I know. This is more for the drama. So we get.
That stops toward,
and so forth there. Just a little bit more. Here's a Who Do You Know? Crescendoing here, I'm going to ask you to shift that day crescendo until after you sing help. This is measure 30. So it'll be to help. Yeah, don't get softer on two. Wait until after we sing help. Neil?
Where do we put our T's in that?
Oh, great question.
That's
I would say it becomes almost like a dotted eighth note.
That stops. Everyone say that?
That stops.
Yes, and one.
That stops.
So I'm doing four claps.
That.
Where's the T at?
That.
On that fourth one, right? Try it. So everyone just sing that stops and one.
That stops.
Yeah, and you don't have to overdo the T, just make sure there's a clear stoppage or stop. It'll be implied to the listener.
That stops.
And so forth there. Who do you know? Actually, let's go all the way back to But Who Do You Know? And then I'm going to try some count singing on this, if we can. How would that go?
And one and two, and one and two.
But this time on lyrics, I still like it. Okay. 10, 3, 10.
But who do you know? But who do you know?
But who do you know? That stops that stops that
Thank you. question next week for sure. Okay? Nice job on this. The last thing I want to make sure we do with this is allowing for breath, for clear stoppage of sound so we hear that pause. The big spot is the rest at 28. No. That, it's got to be almost like time just stopped on those rests there. Can we try some count sitting on this? We have some eighth notes, so tenors, you would have, and one and two and one and two. Any note you have, that gets a number depending on its placement in the bar. So basses, you have two half notes in measure 21, right? How would you sing those? What number? One and three, right? Now you could go one, two, three, four, that's fine. Or one, three, to match what rhythm you're doing there. But yeah. And then when we get to top of four, second to last measure, another three. How would those numbers go?
One
and
three and one.
You got it, yeah.
Just to clarify, it's 1, 2, T.
Oh, thank you, yeah. Don't say three, say T. This is the Robert Shaw technique. T-H-R takes up too much time to say. So 1, 2, T. Tenors, you start. Here's your D. And one, and three.
And one, and two,
you will need them.
Right, I will give you a chance to pick one of our seven magnificent composers, and we'll talk about what happens with that then. I hope you're ready. I hope you studied. I have a tendency to produce hard questions. Sorry, not sorry. Okay, your first question is very, very simple. Just to start it off, you know, I know we're all new to this. What are the seven movements of the Requiem Mass? What are the seven movements of the Requiem Mass? Interesting where the Requiem and the Kyrie are kind of together in the first movement. The Dies Irae is like a sequence. There's multiple movements in there. Then the Domine Jesus Sanctus Agnus Dei. Someone called that the Agnus Dei at one point. My heart shrank a little bit. Lux Aeterna and then the Liberame. Your group will have first pick for composers when that time comes up, but we're still playing, so don't settle just yet. Here's the second question. The critic Bassevi said Italian opera hasn't made any progress since... I didn't finish asking the question. Since which opera and composer? Bonus points if you tell me the year. Which opera and composer? Bonus points if you tell me the year. I see hands here. What is your answer, team? You have to all answer together.
1832.
Rossini's what?
William Tell.
Is that right? Is it Rossini's William Tell, 1832? You're like, sure. That is correct. That man said nothing had been done for Italian opera music since that long, and he's quite the critic indeed. Okay, next question. The video discusses three requiems in it, one by Mozart, one by Berlioz, and of course one by Verdi. What were each said to be known for as far as vocal writing? There were three requiems mentioned. What is he known for in his vocal writing style? Verdi wrote the Requiem for two individuals. He said blank was the last great Italian after blank. Who did he write it for? Joe Pesci. The path of good advice. He wrote it for two individuals. We talked about one last week, but there's another that was inspired. And he didn't know. What was the first movement of the Requiem Verdi wrote, and who was it written for? Bonus points for why did he write this movement first? I'll say it again. What was the first movement of the Requiem he wrote? Who did he write it for, and why did he write it first? I saw your hand first. Liberame. What movement is that? The last movement
for Rossini.
For funeral, yes. Why did he write that one first?
For Rossini's funeral.
There's another reason, you're right. There's a bigger reason about it.
It's a collaboration of the composers writing each a little bit on their own.
No, not quite.
Rossini died in 1869, and that's when he wrote it.
Oh, I had to get a spot. It was Italian unification. Thank you.
Okay, you're getting somewhere. There's a bigger thing that happens in the Liberame movement. I'll give you a hint. It happened before in the work. Say that again. What else comes back in the Liberame? What else comes back in the Liberame? Everything. He wrote it first because he knew every theme would be used in a previous movement. It's the climax of all of these themes coming together at the end. It's a wonderful work. It's just so, so wonderful. I don't know the points, but you all win. Congratulations, thank you. Please make sure you know your groups well, because these are the groups you will be presenting one of the seven magnificent composers to us. You'll notice each group has at least someone or at least one person from each voice part, so you can sing a section of that as well. I would invite you to maybe start a group chat once you find out who your composer is, and you can talk about different things and different pieces, and then Maestro Kedrick Armstrong will pick the pieces that each group will focus on and then present a snippet of. That's all coming later this season. So make sure you know your members for sure.
So I know what you're talking about, but some people are saying seven black composers.
So we are working with a set of seven magnificent composers. We've already done two works by them. Well, we've done one, we're working on one now. The Carlos Simon, Here I Stand, Carlos Simon is one. The Jasmine Barnes, Sometimes I Cry, and Sean, I cannot say his last, Okpebolo? Say it again? Okpebolo. They did the Zoom and two black churches in the previous concert. It is Maestro Armstrong's mission to do at least one piece by each of these magnificent composers as soon as possible, basically. So we're running through that list now. And in our endeavor to really uphold Maestro's vision and mission, we're going to dig even further into those pieces and learn about them together. Okay, so make sure you have people's names in contact. It's currently 8:28. You are on break until 8:45. Before you go on break, a couple announcements.
is the one about food and then the rest. Then there's food in the entryway. You cannot eat in this room. So go quickly to the table, no browsing. Just grab something and go outside if you want to eat. And there's a trash can there for when you're done. But don't bring food in here.
No food in here. Please eat outside. The trash can out there. Also, please don't forget our vendors that are here in the store. Please visit them as you're able to. Fill announcements?
Yes.
Are we going to do them all now? Or